There you go. Anybody's interested, I actually recorded those on my, I think it was my Come to Dance CD. I can't remember now, actually. Either Come to Dance or Celtic Fire CD.
What'd you call the last tune?
The last one.
Fancy.
Oh, I thought it was Leitrim Fancy.
It is. Leitrim Fancy. That's what I just said.
Haunted House? You ever call it Haunted House?
We know
what
it is.
No, the last tune was Haunted House.
That wasn't
Haunted House.
No. Made on the Green Patio, Rafferty, and Leitrim Fancy.
But that last one wasn't Leitrim Fancy.
No, it was Haunted House, John. Hi, John. Yeah,
sure. I've always called it Leitrim Fancy, so, and that's what it is on my CD.
Really?
Yep. That's the name I've had for it. And if you can look it up, it's other people have recorded it under that name. So. I'm familiar with the name The Haunted House, but you know, it'd be interesting to see. I've probably got it printed here, so you know, let's take a quick look.
Session has it as the Leitrim or the old Leitrim.
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 Yeah. I don't have
it. It's a Vincent Broderick tune.
Yeah.
I don't know what he calls it, but.
I've heard a different tune to Leitrim Fancy, Ming. You know Ming Chen. He plays that a lot.
Right.
And I don't know it. I don't completely know it yet, but I just know that title by a different tune.
Right. Well, you know, that's the thing about the bloody Irish music, you know? I mean, almost every tune I look at has a different name. I printed something just this evening, right here, in fact. And I had to cross it out because they called it the Tal Bolton, right? And it's actually the Heather Breeze, or Heathery Breeze. I don't know why somebody called it the Tal Bolton. I've never heard that called the Tal Bolton, ever. And I've been playing for 50 years. So, I don't know. The Leitrim Fancy is the name. What's that, Greer?
Every one of them had four or five different names, it seems
right.
Like.
I know. So, you know, it just depends on the source. And that's where it gets really confusing, you know?
Yeah.
I think, you know, I don't know, it's a lot of work, but I think if you're going to have a website like The Session, you probably should kind of police it a little bit better, you know? That's my opinion, you know? I'm sure, I don't know how they make their money on that website, I really don't know. But I think, you know, if you're going to put up names of tunes, you should research them better. I say that now, and I'm really guilty of really bad at recording tunes with the wrong names, too. So, you know, slap me. So. All right, let's do McDermott's and Lado Burns hornpipe. And I'll give you a second to get yourselves together there. I'm making banana bread tonight. Yeah, can't wait. I've been trying to make it for the last couple of days. I haven't had any time, but I by hella high water, I'm going to make banana bread tonight because the bananas will be no bloody good. I'm really fascinated. You know, I know there's a lot of crap on Facebook, and there's a lot of good stuff too about the music. But today there was some amazing ideas, video things. I don't know if you're into, I'm into cooking, so it really appeals to me. But there's one video that showed like 20 different ways to make breakfast eggs. It was unbelievable. It was really ideas that I've never even dreamt up. But boy, I tell you, they all look really, really good. So I'm going to try out some of those things. But that's kind of fun. I think I might have been a chef if I wasn't a musician.
You are a chef.
I am a chef. Jane just said I am a chef. Well, I am. Well, I don't know. Marilyn, what do you think? Did I pass the test when you guys came for... Although my potatoes were kind of late, right, in the game, Marilyn? I had everything timed perfectly except the potatoes. Or no, it was the stuffing, maybe. I don't know. But I think we did okay.
John, do you bake bread?
Charles, how are you? What were you
good.
Saying?
I'm good. Do you bake bread?
I made bread once about a year and a half ago, and I haven't had a chance to make it again. But I did it all by scratch. So I don't have a bread maker. I just did.
Never get one of those.
Yeah, no, no. I'm not interested in all those gadgets. You know?
No, you don't need one to get great bread. You don't.
I'm really impressed with the way my bread came out, though, for the first time ever doing it.
Good for you.
All right, let's play some tunes. So the McDermott's and Lado Burns. And then. Okay.